Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
This is the pre-opening to the cold opening. Wow. What a night. Bring it down just a little bit, guys. Wow, the band's on fire tonight. Bring it down, guys. Little background. Don't make a meal out of it. I need a little bit in the background. Shh. Bring it down, guys. Wow, you guys are good. I'm here. I always like to explain where we're at. In my dining room on a big wooden barn table. Pretty dark. Got a candle lit in the middle of the table. It's the only candle. And then on the TV, we just have a generic, like, what'd you do, John? Pull up, like, just band? It's like a band playing. Yeah,
it's a HD, so it looks good.
Yeah, now I have the sound off, and I'm using, turn that completely off for just 1 second. So normally I just have I just did it tonight for the first time, but I was somewhere where they did it. I think Jamie Flam. So, like, if you're having people over your house and you go on YouTube and get a band playing for 2 hours, lots of different types of music. But if people come in, it's really dark and up on your TV is a band playing whatever music you like, or you just turn it off the sound and have your own music throughout the house. It doesn't have to be what they're playing. But tonight, when we're done this, I'm going to, whatever that band's playing on that TV, and it looks, you can pull up all types of band. This looks good. It's like about a 13-piece band. Just a red curtain behind them. Looks good. Looks clean. In the living room, up on the TV. Let alone the bigger the TV I have, the cooler it looks.
That's true.
I have a relatively small, you know.
Have like life-size people.
Well, that's, I always say that. Like when you go to, like if we put, like we use the projector out in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
And you project a concert, you see the people life-size.
That'd be fun.
It is fun. All right. I'm rambling. So, that's it. Today is I have a cold. I'm sorry. I'm disgusting. Thank you. Why? I love that that brings me happiness. There's something. One day to think I'll get tired of it. I don't know if I will. I don't think so. Not yet. So this is the second half of which was
a family show.
Yeah. Just a family show.
A good family show, I might say, I think.
It was
on fire.
It was on fire. We were in such a good headspace. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey. Are you good? They sent me in a video of the dog.
Oh, hello.
Now, where do we... You know, this is a never ongoing thing. And I don't know if someone needs to... Not you. I'll tell you who I blame. Eric Olson.
Oh, yeah.
And this is also a way to find out if he listens to the show. The opening.
Yeah,
does
yeah.
he listen to the opening?
Eric Olson. Text Todd.
Put... No, we need to put, like... For instance, so last week on the show, the same dog that they just...
Yeah, yeah.
They played what we said. Hey, there you
hey,
go, buddy.
Buddy.
The guy had it up so loud, though.
Poor,
I was like, bring it down a little. Like, I was whispering, but the guy had it so loud.
Poor dog was just laying there.
I think the dog was, it was a little, but the dog still, went out. My voice, I went, yeah. And then I had the music, you turned the music completely off. And I was just like, the video of the dog sort of, he's, unless I'm looking to find it, because in the first one, there's no doubt about it. He was falling asleep with the, with the voice. This one, it looks like he does the same thing. First he's up, and then I go, you can be as tired as you want. And his eyes blink a little.
Do you think it's a different video, or did he just no, a different
audio? No, that would be funny. So that's it. Catalina.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's right, Anthony. Here's the thing with Catalina. I spoke with someone there that listens to the show tonight. They run like this crazy... hold on, where's my... I just paused it for a second if you heard a little glitch. So I think... I literally had my first call with someone that runs a place over there called the Catalina Experience. Or he's part of it. I know now if they all listen to this, if I get his title on, everyone's going to be like, hey, what are you telling him? I think he said he cooks. He probably is a man of many hats, this Anthony guy. So... So this is called the what?
The Catalina Experience.
And we're going to try to go over there. When we're done, you'll know exactly what the Catalina Experience is because we're going to experience it. And
whoa.
And then, so me, Aristotle, John Bram Wagner, and we're going to try to bring two of the band over there. Maybe just do the podcast there purely for the staff. And then maybe, hey... You know, if you say, oh, we're going over to Catalina and you're a listener of the show and you're going to get a hotel and you wanted to go anyway and this would be just an excuse to go over there, of course it'll be open to podcast listeners. How many we're actually going to go when we do it, and we'll tell you when we're doing it, obviously. But we're staying. I didn't know that they also were going to put us up. And it looks like really cool on the site. So... And then there's tours. I mean, they don't call it the Catalina Experience for nothing. I mean, it's a big deal, the Catalina Experience. That's what you feel like when you're there. You feel cuckoo for love. Wow, look at John. He's so good on that board tonight. You sure it's called the Catalina Experience? See what happens? All right, John, are you sure it's called the Catalina Experience? No, are you serious? To George Carlin, are you sure it's called that?
99% sure.
Let's look up on the... Can we look up on the thing as we're making the opening here? Okay. All right, blah, blah, blah. I think I paused it again because we were looking for something. I'm always afraid if I pause it and then I unpause it, there's a glitch because I didn't come back in at the right time. But so I'm very excited about doing this thing in Catalina. Here's the thing about Catalina. I believe you can go over and may pretend you're in Paris or Italy. I think you can really make it seem like it's further away than it actually is. That's why I'm very excited to go. And just at night, there's like little bars. You walk down little streets, and I'm very excited about it. So, and it sounds like the Catalina Experience. Like it's run by the.
It's a YMCA resort type of like campground, but they have bungalows.
They have bungalows, and
they probably have like a mess hall and indoor and outdoor restrooms.
Yes, they do. They do. And by the way, it looked immaculate online. I saw pictures people were posting too of it. So it wasn't like the place doing it. These are just people posting. And it looked like it was a well-run place. Or it looks like the type of place I want to do my podcast at is what it looks like.
People posting podcasts.
People posting people. So anyway, there we go. Enjoy the show. Enjoy yourself and enjoy each other. And enjoy. Look at you enjoying things. John, is there anything you want to say?
Just that I'm proud of this listener that's listening to this podcast right now. I'm just so proud of them and everything they've done and everything they've accomplished in the recent months and the upcoming ones, how much they're going to accomplish. Oh. And I'm proud of them for that.
You're going to go together. We are going to just do great things.
Thanks.
Me, you.
You.
We're going to take this journey of life.
Life.
And. Make it. All right. This show is over.
Over.
This show, seriously, turn the music off. Turn the music off. And stop doing that bit. Where you
echo for me.
Seriously, turn the music off. To George Carlin. And stop doing that bit where you do my echo.
Echo.
No, stop that.
Stop that.
All right, that. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
John Brandwagner, stop it. By the way, this podcast, next week we have a third grader filling in for us. That's the type of show we do. All right, now are we just bored? So we're boring these people, these lovely people that are here to listen to the show that we did in the studio. What if somebody said, listen to the Todd Glass Show? This is what I always say, and this is the show they happen to listen to. You have to tell people, don't listen to the opening into the phone. That's just this. That's just what it is. That's just you and me. You and me. All right. Happy together, you and me. We're happy together. Boy, the wrong boy died out there. The wrong boy. Enjoy the show. John, I'll give you the last word.
Hi, my name's John Brandwagner.
Enjoy the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Let me do it. These are fun to do. Let's all have fun doing these. And you don't have to be great at them. Eric thought he wouldn't be good at this, but you also thought you wouldn't be good at doing the blinker with Vinny thing. And you came up with three of the... my baby's eyelash fell into a bowl of soup with that blinker. And by the way, we're doing the blinker bit later in the show. So it doesn't have to be... It could be as simple as this. Close up of Larry. And he notices that his license plate is missing. Right? Because something happened, or you have to figure earlier in the show, someone goes, I'll steal your license plate. You got to make it all up. So it's like he goes into his house and he pulls in, and there's a happy face on his front door. And he's. Right?
But isn't part of it coming up with what happened?
You can do either. I don't put that type of pressure on myself.
I'm going to try.
There's no doubt that having the backstory, like Paul did, it adds.
I'm going to try it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so.
Now who's going to do the music? I'll do the music for you.
Thank you. Now I can actually breathe and think. So there's all these stigma about zoos, like don't go to zoos, it's captive animals. So Larry's like, oh, why go to a zoo? I don't want to go to a zoo, but really he's just being lazy about not going to zoos. So he doesn't go to the zoo, and then he goes to the grocery store, and the front gate won't open, so he looks like a captive animal in his own house.
Ha 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 ha
So Larry goes to the supermarket at midnight to pick up some late night snacks, and the guard at the front says, "No, it's daylight savings tonight. We closed an hour earlier than you thought."
Oh yeah, it's It can't be bad. I don't want the type of show where people gotta worry. Aristotle, can you think of one? I don't. I always want to include people, but I don't want to make people nervous. So whenever we're doing this, take for granted, jump in as much as you
can. Can I tell
you
my trick real quick to how I enjoy Seinfeld even more now? When I found out George was based on Larry David, it was fun to pretend that it was Larry David delivering that lines. But now I take it a step further. It's fun to imagine Jerry as Larry David.
Jerry, Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah. Watch an episode of Seinfeld, but imagine the lines Jerry delivering are coming from Larry David instead of George.
Oh, because the minutia.
Yeah.
Wow, I understand. Because at first I was going to go, no, Larry David is, but I think they're both great ways to enjoy it, especially doing Larry David as instead of
George.
Oh, no, not George. Oh, it's George?
George was supposed to be after Larry David, but for me it's now more fun to watch Jerry as Larry.
Right, I get it. I thought you were saying, what's the guy who comes in and slides in?
Kramer.
I thought you were saying Kramer. I was confused.
Yeah, and do you ever imagine Kramer delivering Elaine lines?
I thought the other one would be to play the...
Curb.
Aristotle, can you think of one?
I think so.
Does my way make sense for a lazy way to do it? I still get the fun of doing it, but I don't have to think.
I try to think of, I feel like, a good episode where, okay, let's say Larry, the whole episode, is anti-marijuana. He just doesn't like it. He's like, no, blah. And then he finds his child with the joint, and he takes the joint out of his hand, and he's yelling at him like, what are you doing? But what he doesn't know is that TMZ is right, you know, across the street, taking pictures of him with this joint. And then he goes onto his phone the next day and finds TMZ like, Larry David smoking joints with his child?
What? No. I wasn't.
But you didn't see the whole thing. You know, I saw him at Sarah Silverman's party.
Oh, look at me!
I was there.
Must be nice.
Big party
on the roof,
and it was like looking at art. Like he was just chilling out on the sofa, minding his own business. And I did care what he was doing. Like just seeing him, it's overwhelming, you know. So he's just such a big presence. You know, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Not like he's, you know. I'm not saying like he's the presence of like a football player, but he's Larry.
He gives
fucking
big presents for Christmas.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying. I think I know him. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think I know him.
You saw him too, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, you made fun of me. Sure. He doesn't defend me.
I saw him on his show.
No, you were at that party.
You were at the party.
That's the party where...
You were at the party.
I was at that party.
You're at the party.
He was to George Carlin. He was at that party.
Lawrence O'Donnell?
He did. I was afraid... I was afraid to give Lawrence O'Donnell... I had something that I had framed for him because he had been saying a lot of things that, you know, really made me feel good. So I had this thing framed, but I didn't want to go over. I was not nervous, but maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it's just an uncomfortable thing to meet someone for the first time, and I didn't want to go through it. You know, maybe I'll meet him a better way. Maybe he'll, yeah, I don't know, maybe something will happen down the road where it can happen under more normal circumstances instead of, hi, let's...
Can I explain how nervous you were?
I left the party.
No,
I didn't leave for that reason. I stayed for a long time, but when I did leave...
It was on the roof of her apartment building.
Sarah part. Listens to the show, and she never really knows what time I leave, so let's keep it in the bag.
Wait, what does he say, about 25 floors?
Yeah, 25 floors.
To the roof, and then Todd said, did you give it this to him? So I went over... And I was talking to him, and then Todd left and went all the way downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Because I go, I'm not going to wait here for him, because he might go, where is he? And walk over. And then I would be like, no! So when he gave him the gift to give to him, I walked aggressively out the door, and I couldn't wait till the elevator. And then one of the girls, came downstairs to the lobby, and the girl goes, no, he'll meet you. I'm like, no.
I had to shut my window in my car on like his on a friend of his. I looked like I'm crazy, but you know what? I think.
And then you played that music.
So Eric goes up and gives it to him, and so anyway, that's the party where anyway. So thanks for that ska song. What a, thank you. I love playing the piano and always have. Let's do more. Larry is buying a big chicken sandwich for 10 people.
Oh, this is too much chicken.
Larry forgot to make mashed potatoes for a party, but then someone told him there's mashed potatoes for instant, but he pictured them in a can. So he's looking through the cans going, oh my God, where's the canned mashed potatoes?
I think I have
two bad ones.
I think I have one.
Okay, you got one?
So David goes to a restaurant and they're like, oh no, sorry, we're cashless. He's like, what? Cashless is ridiculous. This is money. This is good money. I have all this money. So out of spite, he like takes out all the money out of his ATM. He's walking around. He's like, this is good money. Next thing you know, he gets mugged.
Because he had to take the money out of the ATM. Let's do it.
I got one.
They're 10 seconds. They don't have to have any setup. They're like, Larry's looking in. You just have to guess everything. What happened if that's the last line? It could be a direction and a line. It could be Larry sitting in the thing, or just one line. Larry David says it, and it goes to black. Yes.
Oh, I can't think of one where he gives a line, but mine is... mine is... Larry David's, he's at Sarah Silverman's party. And he has a poem that he wrapped in a frame and he wants to give it to Lawrence O'Donnell. And by the time he gets up the courage to do it, I already gave the one you gave me to give to Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh,
John Glass.
Yes, I'm stepping it up a notch.
Now that Hardwick's gone.
Ooh, now I can breathe. He still texts me. He goes, I'm still the figurehead of that company. Well, guess what? You're doing okay over there? What are you doing? Trying to manipulate your just get comfortable.
Yeah, I'm still fell asleep.
It's not funny anymore with those sound effects. I really think you're hurting the show. I love playing the piano. I love just strum. You know, you take your hand, you strum. Sure, I love doing that. I'll do it again. I don't give a shit. I'll do one key. I'll hit one key. I don't give a shit. Look at that. Hit one. It's hit three. I hit one. I hit three. I hit four or five. I'll go 10. I'll go, yeah, I'll do whatever I want to do. I'll do a whole stroll. Then I'll do a half a stroll. That's it. I'm done strolling. That's it. I don't give a shit. I do what I want. Sometimes I stroll for like a second and a half. I go like this. Then I start doing this. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Eric! Happy birthday! It's your
anniversary! It's your birthday!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Aaron. Everybody. It's your buddy from Florida.
Oh, my God. It's your birthday.
This is a show that people want to mush. And I can't help it. I'll mush you. Mush. By the way, the shitty crowds. Why does that bring me so much joy? Am I sick? I mean, a guy can't go into therapy and say, I need more of this in my life. What's the doctor going to say? I'll give you a prescription. He gives me Joe's number. Like, Joe's not responsible for those, by the way.
And now it's time for a trip down memory lane from the Lyricist Joe vault of archived jingles.
Wow. It's like the Emmys. It's a big time of the year when we get these.
One universe, 8 planets, 8 billion people.
This is my friend.
204 countries, 809 islands, 7 seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
Wow.
You know, one universe
says a lot about meeting 8 people.
Planets, 8 billion people.
Start it over. It does say a lot. It's like, well, hold on. Hold on. Hold it. Oh, why aren't you holding it? All this is true. You don't just hear this. Like, take that in. This is just, even if it's a coincidence, all this, and then you cross paths with people that you really like. And then you're like, wow. Listen to the goddamn words. I'm sick of this shit.
Universe, 8 planets. 8 billion people, 204 countries, 809 islands, 7 seas, and I had the privilege to meet you.
I can tell you this, Lynn, it's too long. It's like I'm doing math. 8 planets, I think there's going to be a multiplication question, also, so I get nervous when I hear all 8 planets,
no,
7.
There's only one universe.
I was just saying.
Thank you.
One universe that we know of.
Thank you, and thank you for dropping in that the sound effect, which is appropriate.
And now that Stephen Hawking died, we'll never know.
Oh, by the way, thank you. Thank you. So what are the odds? And I think you said this before, but when you listen to him talk, you go, look, we're not sure about anything. That's not what you have to ask. People, look, I've said this before because I think it's true, and I don't think it's attacking anybody, because I don't take for granted people listen to every show. So I just want everyone to be at peace. Everyone should feel at peace, but you just got to make sure what brings you peace is it bringing someone else. I want to make sure whatever brings you peace doesn't hurt anybody else. And then whatever peace that brings you is fine, obviously. And the only reason, like you said once, no, there's a reason we fight it sometimes, not just to be jerks, because we think there's the downfall of it. And what were we talking about? The one planet, two.
Stephen Hawking.
So everybody's not sure. People that claim they believe in it aren't sure. We're not that with nothing to do with us. Even if we were never here, they know it in their heart of hearts. If they ever heard this, someone that says I believe in the traditional God and I believe in, they know. Deep down, if they weren't afraid of being ridiculed, because they already have to put on such a game face that they believe it, because there's a lot of people that don't, so they don't want to put up like a, sure, I have my doubts. So now they're all in. With no judgment, of course, when they lay and they put their head in the pillow at night, overwhelmingly all of them aren't, not only are they not sure, they're just real, like, I don't know, I bet. So many, all by themselves. When people can go, just no one will ever have to know this. We're not saying what you come to the conclusion of when you're by yourself with the shut door and the lights are out. I think most of them, if they were honest with themselves, not even with me, would hear this question, would go, of course I'm not sure. And I'm not that sure. But when I listen to him speak, I go, it sounds awfully right.
But they're always the ones that go, you shouldn't talk religion. Well, if it was real, that's all you would be talking about. If you were sure, I think that's all you're supposed to be talking about.
Right, right. Who says you shouldn't talk religion?
Religious people.
You shouldn't talk religion or politics.
Well, because they don't, unless you agree. But there's a time not to talk about it.
I think the reason they say you shouldn't talk about religion is because it makes them uncomfortable because they are unsure.
They are unsure. Yes, of course they
don't
want
to be shaken out of it.
And I just said that from a place of empathy, because I can have empathy for someone I don't agree with, but I do think a lot of it's like when you're in a bad marriage and a lot of the people that even loved you, not from a mean place, just didn't think it was the right person for you, and they're right. And then you get into this relationship and it's not right, and they're afraid to show it outwardly because no one was rooting for them. So then they hide in this relationship, and look, so what? You made a mistake. You're always better getting out of it, and at the end of the day, people are just happy that you do if you're ever in a bad relationship. But some people will hide in it. I had it happen with somebody that I know, and I literally said something. I went, by the way, you know, you can complain to me, and I'm not going to be like, ah, it shouldn't happen. I didn't want her to feel like she had no outlet if it wasn't going right. Am I making sense?
I lost. What I'm saying is,
people that believe in God, the traditional God. We're not talking about it, but, you know, that they, a lot of them must feel like they can't ever admit they don't believe in it because they know all eyes are on them, that they have to stand strong. So they often don't go, yeah, of course I'm scared too, because they have to put on a game. Now, no, you know what I mean? They have to act like I believe this 100%. Because there's already other people looking at you in judgment. So I think sometimes even the questions that they have and they don't get to publicly, when I say publicly, not only on television, but even outward anywhere, to really have, a lot of people that don't ever get to the point where they express it ever. They just suppress it. You know what I'm saying at all?
No.
Does anybody? Go ahead, give it a shot, Aristotle.
You almost just don't want to be embarrassed to be wrong, so you lean all the way into
it. Right. So, but then when I hear Stephen Hawking talk, I'm like, what are the odds he's wrong? Like, that just makes sense. It all comes together. There's no weird things. Oh, well, then why is that? And some silly thing, just because you heard it when you were little, you give validity. But if you break it down, it sounds like, sometimes explaining religion, it sounds like an alcoholic lying about where they were last night. All they're trying to do is protect one thing, their themselves, so they'll lie any way they can to make it fit together. And it never smells right. But, like, God sent all the workers for 9/11. Why didn't he just end 9/11? And then they talk and 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 you try to listen, but you smell it. And I heard what you said, and I know there's the devil, and then there's this, and some people, but if you listen, you go, like an alcoholic telling you where they were. It's not fitting together. I like when things fit together, because you know why? The truth always, at the end of the day, will fit together. When he talks, it just all makes sense. It all makes sense. But then who said it could have been the wheelchair?
Jeff Ross.
No, somebody said that.
Didn't Jeff Ross say
that? No. It was a tweet. I should know who it is if I'm going to quote it. Well, you know what? Fuck it, it's mine. Yeah, I wrote it, and it was fun to write, and I did it while I was on coke drinking, because these are my rough years, and you guys better get used to it, because this is these are my fucking rough years. You know when you see a movie on someone? Well, I don't have, these are those years. It's going to be, you know, just the years. Todd Glass snorting coke, doing the playing that sound effect. Why do I feel like I'm scaring everybody? We're talking about religion. Why did we start talking about that?
I said something about Stephen Hawking dying.
Oh, yeah. Did he die, though? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jeff Ross said that they found his lifeless body, and then 8 hours later, he died.
I want everyone to feel love. Does everyone feel loved? We have to go in for the clothes. It just goes too quick. Mike Merrifield. You know, Mike, he sent these. I love, I probably say his last name wrong, and I know him. I know him pretty well. You know how it is with comics. You just know each other. But these were sent a little while ago, but I love that he just did this somewhere, you know? It's so great. Sure, it's a produced show. Sure, I produce it. Mike, I'm honored. We have more for next week. Let's put that on the main page. It's a good way to brand myself. So, what I wanted to talk about, because we're going in for the close, but I like when we have a long go to close. I like to go to close on something big. Like, we have anything big?
We have that one really cool.
I want something different. Something different to go to close. Really take us. Perfect. Well, of course we're having a good time. But I produce a show. I mean, I know what I'm doing, you know?
People writing songs that voices never share, and none would dare disturb the sound of silence.
That's my neighbor. Opens his window, starts yelling. Is that a song? I know. Imagine if that was your neighbor. He just starts yelling out the window. Sure, I do funny bits. Sure. Why not? I can do anything I want. This is my show. Last time I looked, it says President of the Todd Glass Show is my name is on it. Last time I signed some paperwork with Aristotle. It says President of the Todd Glass Show, Todd Glass. Do you know what it feels like to be the president? It's a lot of pressure. A lot of people depend on me. I'm like Jimmy Kimmel on Pico.
You're the Jimmy Kimmel of Pico?
I'm the Jimmy Kimmel of Pico, and everybody knows it. Anybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Well, you know what? We were going to do a... Okay, so make up the endings for Curb. We did that. Let me do one. Let's come up one word ones. One word.
Shit.
Dead end. Potato salad. I think my face is getting bloated because of these bad jokes. The comedy god is punishing me. I really did. I felt my face start to like, it said,
Reese's Pieces? Oh my god, your face is melting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Todd Glass Show. That's right. Thank you. What do you want for your birthday?
Tattoo.
Really? Well, maybe. Do we ever ask? There's got to be someone that does tattoos that listens to the show.
That lives in L.A.?
Well, you're right. Well, now you'll know because they'll tweet at me at Todd Glass. Todd Glass, Johnny Colorado, Hot Stuff 52. So, don't we have Aristotle? Didn't you get a... Didn't we maybe
you guys
get
up?
A? Didn't we maybe because of it's his a bird? I mean, happy birthday, everybody! Happy Eric, we got you a cake.
What?
Happy birthday!
We got you
happy
a cake.
Birthday, Eric.
Where?
Where is
happy
it?
Happy birthday over there!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Where's Aristotle going?
Oh, he didn't get the cake.
Well, that's why I was like.
No. I thought we did get you a cake, but it's in the house.
Yay!
You want us to get it and show it to you?
Yeah, wrap this shit up.
Yeah, let's get it. No, we'll see. It's chocolate. Ooh. And can I tell you something? It looks really good. At first I think chocolate, maybe that's too... And then when you're really hungry, the chocolate. Just give me some fucking chocolate cake. I'll punch myself in the face. You know, why do you have to take something nice when I'm having a nice, beautiful thought? And drop one of your dumb sound. Well, happy birthday. You know what this show is turning into, and I'm going to be honest, John, which I love you. You do a great job. You're starting to do your own show over there, and it doesn't really have any... I mean, it's not nothing... I guess when push comes to shove, you know how to glue it all together. Of course you do. I know I should relax. You'll always do what's right at the end to make it special. Look at you on Eric's birthday, of course.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Oh, thank you, Barry.
Happy birthday. This is going to be the best birthday you ever had, you son of a bitch. Every other birthday will seem like shit compared to this.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you fucking fuck. Oh, my God, to George Carlin, Aristotle just walked a cake into the room.
Whoa.
What? George Carlin, he's taking it out of the box And it is the darkest chocolate. Am I right?
Wait.
It's chocolate.
Oh, wow.
And just when you think it couldn't be any darker, there's darker
Happy
drizzled
birthday,
on top
Eric.
Of it.
It's drizzled on there, too.
What?
It says this is from Aristotle. One would have to assume it's vegan.
Alexa, we're not even getting started. We're just getting started. We're just getting started. You think we're done? You think that's your birthday? That ain't shit.
But this is the best birthday
that's
I've ever had.
That's the shittiest part of your birthday. We're
what?
Just getting started.
It's already the best birthday
yeah.
I've ever had.
I guess you never saw grown men dance around like this before.
God, everybody's dancing around. It's a silly dance party.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you
very
think
much.
That was good what we just did?
Yeah, the best
that
birthday ever.
Oh, really? Thought the cake was good.
Yeah, the cake
but
was good.
But then after that was good.
Oh.
Eric.
Which like, did you like more?
That ain't shit.
It's like when you think it can't get any better.
That shit.
And then
if that was the end of your birthday.
Best birthday ever.
Then I'm sorry, but now I feel. If that was the best part of your birthday, well, then you're about to have your goddamn socks knocked the fuck off.
What?
Yes, that was. I'd be embarrassed if that. Okay, I mean that was something, but that's not what you're about to do. We were going to do pony rides.
Yeah.
No. Then we thought they're not right. You don't do it any. Pony's job is not to ride people around. So, I can't believe this. I can't believe he said yes to this. I cannot believe it. I'm sort of. Eddie Pepitone.
Oh, I love Eddie Pepitone.
He's going to come over and give us all piggyback rides. Yes.
Eddie Best Pepitone. Birthday ever.
Best birthday ever.
Thank you.
Oh, look, Eddie's here, everybody.
Eddie. What's up, brother? Eddie. I love you.
Eddie, have fun.
Bitter Buddha.
I heard it was your birthday.
Yeah, Eddie. It is.
So I, Dolores. And I thought I'd come over and give you all piggyback rides. Get on my back.
Oh, thanks.
Is it fun?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Fast enough.
Wow, Eric's now riding Eddie Pepitone around the studio for his birthday. Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever seen, Todd Glass?
If only we could ever take pictures.
Now, how was that? Getting a piggyback ride from Eddie Pepitone.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Eddie.
He already ran out of here.
All right. Well, I have to say goodbye. No, it's embarrassing. My mom, I got yelled at by my mom about the show. She said, you can't do that to us. There, your net. Here's a good idea. The next time people leave your house, wait 10 seconds and text them. You know, you're not perfect either. Because you know if they were talking about you, they're going to be like, what? Even if it was lighthearted, it's still fun. Even if they were like, you know, I love blank, but They're just having an, you know, a conversation. It doesn't mean they're out of your, but then they get that text. I think, well, I was going to take the text to Blake Wexler, because quite frankly, I think he's been a very judgmental when he comes over here. Ever since the damn Super Bowl.
The real smugness about him
the
now.
The smugness about him. And also, he is one of the guys that went to a parade. This is the truth. It's a fact. Blake Wexler went down to the Philadelphia parade where it was very nice, and he flipped over a few cars with a few thug friends of his. Truth.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. Yes, Blake Wexler flipped cars with some of his thug. He has some thug Philadelphia friends. He's not the Blake Wexler we know. Let's put it this way. When he goes up to Pat's and Gino's, they throw free cheesesteaks at him. Thank you. Thank you, John, for being the only one that really knows how to score my act.
He's also the only one with a computer.
He's the only one. Well, you know, you guys can make sound effects. Oh, that was good, actually.
Oh, you want me to sing?
Yes. I would like you. No, don't do it if you're not comfortable.
Oh, no. Now that I've done it, I'm comfortable.
Well, we are doing a song at the end, so I'd love you to join
in. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be great. You have a real... Did you ever think of doing it to keep terrorists out? No, that's not nice. Why would I say that? Because even in that character, I don't like making fun of somebody. That person that sings like that, they're having a good time. You don't want to... I don't like that even in a bit. Well, you know what happens? When I say things and no one laughs, I just take it for face value.
Edit it out.
Thank you, John.
Edit it out again.
Oh, God. It's all good. The time. Where's it go? Thank you, John. No, thank you. I know I make fun of you, and some people go, didn't you say
thank
a minute
you.
Ago or an hour ago, John? Well, I said it in a bit that you're ruining the show with your sound effects. Thank you. All right. John ran away. That would be... Hold on, play it again. I notice I make fun of you the whole show, and then at the end, I realize you ran away, and this is when I see that you've run away, because I see you walking down the street with a stick and a bandana at the... So can I say where Katie Levine works now? She got a job at a Frisbee factory in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
No, just... You know what? Stop with the sound effects. They're hurting this show.
The Florida Frisbee Factory.
The Florida Frisbee Factory.
Frisbees have always been her passion.
Thank you. I love them. I really do love them. They bring me so much joy. You know, this is a tough world we live in right now. People need just sometimes just to really just to not have to think. Something like that. Sometimes just a pipe banging on a wall makes you forget it. Hearing this is... This just makes you forget about something. But the bing, 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 sometimes people need something very simple. And because there's a lot going on in the world. And then when they hear that, they hear stuff like that, it triggers their brain. Everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine. Even if it's temporary. People need that. I'm telling you, I'm the Jimmy Kimmel of Pico. And you can tell him that. By the way, that's a good thing to say as I'm going to walk out the door. So I wanted to go on Jimmy Kimmel to promote my Netflix special, and just when I think I'm going to get it. You know, I know.
I knew you.
I know. So there's not been a panel spot, you know, like when you just do a whole segment at a panel. But I would like to promote it, and I was talking to one of the producers of the show.
Whoa! I was talking to one of the producers.
Look at me.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Must be nice.
You know what? Maybe we'll let you guys ask four questions to me, because that was a game we were going to play tonight.
Four questions each?
No, one question each. That was someone else's idea to George Carlin. So maybe we'll do that, and then we'll sing. But let me finish this.
My first question is whose idea?
It was your idea.
You just used your... Now we all have
shit.
Three
now
more.
It's three questions. Fuck.
Oh, shit. No, I won't count that
Eric.
One.
Oh, good.
Okay, hold on. We were talking about something just now.
Jimmy Kimmel Pico.
I'm the Jimmy Kimmel of Pico. So anyway, so they said, do you want to come on and do like the scarf guy? And I don't want to really do the scarf guy again. I don't want to even get into it. But I don't want to be like the scarf guy. And maybe it's just my paranoia, like scarves. It's very flamboyant. So anyway... But I said, well, what about, you know, two other ideas? And so here's where the two other ideas. One was that I walk out during the monologue and I go, just interrupt a joke that's written to interrupt. It's like five words of a joke just to go, oh, I see in Florida to, you know, well, you don't want to say that. But you know, because then people, thank you, John Bram Wagner, on all those sounds. And then I come out, I go, hey, Jimmy, I just wanted to thank you. Really show, you know, really thank you, for, you know, whatever. Thank you very much. You know, people, what you don't know is that if you're on television enough every year, you get free health insurance. And this counts. Just this walk-on, this counts. So because of this, I have free health insurance. Thank you, Jimmy. And then I just walk off. And then as I'm walking away, I start talking. Like, you know, it wouldn't hurt you to let me promote my Netflix special. What's it cost you? Why you got to be so tight? I mean, they always edit it out as I'm walking off and go back to you. Leave it in. What if I want to plug two dates? What's that going to kill you? You know, and that's my walk off. Sort of more of a bit after it's over than the bit itself. I want that to be just so quick. Thank you for free health insurance. Bye. Even quicker than I just did it. The other one was I sit in the audience and I go just out of nowhere. I yell out like, hey, he seems nice, doesn't he? Yeah. I tell you, he's so nice that he won't book me on the show to promote my Netflix special. And by the way, this isn't one of those bits. It's not a bit. I waited with every other schmuck in this audience. No offense, I turned to them. But you know what he won't tell you, folks? Oh, sure, he can't book me as a guest to promote my Netflix special. But you know what he will do? He'll come to my house 10 years ago and shovel food in his mouth for 2 hours. So I just wanted to just, you know, and then I walk off and I just do the same thing. And you know what? It wouldn't kill you maybe I said things that weren't flattering, but it wouldn't hurt you to let me promote some dates. And as
you should
I
hand out
off,
flyers.
I just, that's
for,
a great
idea.
Yeah, this
special.
Is another show I'm doing at the Funny Firm. Why do I give them a shout out? By the way, I'm coming to the Blue Room Comedy Club. I don't know the dates, but they'll be on my website, the Blue Room Comedy Club, and it's going to be fun. And then I'm also doing
the Florida Frisbee Factory.
Doc Watson's. It's in San Antonio. I'm almost positive. It's called Doc Watson's. I'm doing like a Sunday to Monday. It's a jazz club, and there's like every Saturday, 11-piece big band plays. 11-piece big band. Three of them, two of them are familiar with my podcast and Netflix special, are going to play for me while I'm there. And three of them are going to play. Two of them are familiar. They're like, yeah, we'll do the mumble bits. We still, you know, they know it. But I'm going in a night early to see the 11-piece big band play. He goes, it's gonna be everything you want it to be and more. And I believe him. It's like 11-piece. It's like in a cool little place. And then that's Saturday night. Then Sunday I do two shows. And then Monday I do two shows at, you know what I thought? A lot of other people do rock places. That seems to be where a lot of comedians find it comfortable when they don't want to do the comedy club in that city or to go to a rock place. Maybe jazz clubs would be better for me if I could make it happen, because everything, he sent me some pictures. I'm like, oh, this is amazing. He goes, oh, you're going to love it. You're going to fucking love it. He goes, the hotel's a block away. It's a great hotel. So anyway, so at Doc's.
And if you're having a good time, San Antonio's having a good time.
That's right. And that's a good, loving place to go back to. Good memory. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is. That's like. So anyway, it's great every time. Trust me. I'll trust you. So Stir Crazy in Arizona. All those dates. Stir Crazy is already up there. That's like, and then there's one more in the Blue Room. Oh, and then this other place called the Blue Room in, I forget what city. I should know what city.
And you have to work dirty.
You know, it's only blue. You know what's so funny? I never thought of Blue Room for dirty until someone else mentioned it. I thought blue because it has a. I like blue rooms, and it's a blue room in the picture. It all looks blue. I never thought of that. It's definitely got to be a double entendre, right? They have to know that.
I think so, right?
Yeah, yeah. You would think. Even though I missed it, I'm aware that no. Most people the blue room, but I will do. I'll say fuck. I'll make it blue. I'll give people what they want. How about these fucking malls?
Huh? Hey, where the fuck are pot smokers at?
Yeah. Hey, you like blue? Hey, let me ask you a question. You like fucking sing-alongs, you fucks? I'll sing along. I'll sing all over your fucking, your stupid face. That's how much I'll sing. Anyway, so I just wanted to throw those dates out there. I think I gave them all. There's some new places that I go, and I get a little nervous. But talking to these three people, they sound like it's right up my alley, and they're all just great to talk to on the phone. I have to ask like the weirdest questions when I go to new clubs.
It might be a good idea to have a password for the podcast people.
I know. You know what? I should hear. That's a good idea. Remind me that when the podcast is over, and I'll give you a bowl of soup, and a comb,
or a piece of cake,
or a piece of cake. Oh, how about that? We'll give you a little chunk. Come on, now why do you have to take a show? Well, everybody, it's Eric's birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Eric. Eric, happy birthday. Eric.
Thank you.
Eric, it's my birthday.
Best birthday ever.
Okay, stop with the jokes. I'm having such a good time. Are you having a good time?
I'm killing it right now.
I want to.
I want to ask you a question.
I want to be on that board and let you do the show one day.
That'd be great.
Oh, that I've never
maybe
done.
Maybe a segment
that.
At least.
Maybe we could do like a half an hour.
Let's try that.
That's a good thing sometimes to you know, half an hour you could do. And then what's after that? It could just go longer if you wanted to, but a half an hour is like definitely have to do that.
That'd be fun.
So yeah, four questions and then a sing along. Well, we're not going to sing. I like this song. We'll play it. We'll try to leave you with a chipper mood.
I thought of a question for you.
Okay. Now, is it weird that it's not weird. Let's move past it. It was not my idea.
Now, these are hard-hitting questions.
Well, they don't have to be.
They don't have to be?
But they can be. No, well, don't make me, you know.
And like, are you just going to... Are you gonna?
I'm sad inside. Who asked?
Are you going to, like...
just an excuse. Who asked? Just an excuse for me. To...
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Which character do you think you are? Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck?
Wow. I mean, I said serious questions... And I'm going to take this as one, believe it or not. And it's borderline, so you're very lucky. But Daffy Duck or who? Goofy Sales?
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. Daffy Duck or Bugs Bunny? Bugs Bunny. Okay, what was his deal? He was manipulative, right?
Oh, yeah. You could say that.
Ugh, not a good quality. And Daffy Duck was harmless.
She liked to fuck.
No, why do you have to? Why do you have to take a show that is so nice about a cake? And
you said we had to work blue.
Hey, you want to? I'll give you a fucking cake. Here's your fucking cake. I work blue. Happy fucking birthday. You're supposed to. No one yells out.
You're supposed to work blue.
Yeah? How about you shut the fuck up, you pile of shit?
Not blue enough.
Yeah, you fucking. I'll come over there and I'll. I don't want to do mean.
Why don't you stop?
Take the kid's glove off.
Why don't you stop dodging the questions, Mr. Glass?
Oh.
Second question.
The American people want to know.
What was it again?
Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck.
You're Daffy Duck? Hell yeah.
I mean, what I'm telling you, just because of the manipulation and Bugs Bunny. I mean, he wasn't. You know, he was not a nice. He was. I guess he was cute. He was a bunny. But
can I say I agree?
Thank you very much. It's like sometimes you think about things like what type of hat if you had a bear. Seriously, not as a joke, not as a bit. Get that out of your head. Anybody could do that. I'm talking about in real life it's happening. If you're not going to look into it like it's happening, then you're not going to go down this journey I need you to go. So get that out of your head. And there's a bear, and he's asking you what type of hat he should wear because he doesn't want to look, just wants to fit in. He's hanging out with, the truth is he told you this, he hangs out with more people than he does bears now. So what type of hat would you wear? Would you tell him? He's your friend. He's going to wear a hat. I have one in my, I already get, did.
For a bear.
For a bear. He goes, what hat should I wear? I just want to fit in.
You know what works is the like those drill instructor hats, those round hats that the forest fires.
You think
like,
I would,
Smokey the Bear?
Well, okay, yeah. So that's it. Might be fitting. What do you think?
I think a visor would look good.
A visor,
yeah,
fit right in. Hey guys,
play a little
get
bit. That.
What do you think, Aristotle? I'm the bear. How do you think I'm playing the bear?
Pretty
I did
good.
A good job. I wish we had bear
it's
music.
Bowler hat.
Excuse me. What is that, Aristotle? As I play the bear. I'm playing the bear. What is that?
The round hats.
Well. With the little ring. What do you think, John Brandwagner? What type of hat should I wear? I'm a bear. That's why I remind
like the
you.
Aviator hat with the goggles?
Are you a Jewish bear?
I see where you're going with this.
I see. Yes. No. No. I'm not.
Okay.
Just
never mind.
I don't believe. Now, you want to know my advice to him? Well, I know Todd was good. I think I ended up going with his. I suggested this is the true. It is that he baseball cap backwards, and I'm not into the backwards baseball cap at all. But for him, he goes. I tell you, man, I did feel like I fit in.
That's a bear that doesn't give a shit.
He don't give a shit. I told him to put one leg up on the wall, and he sent me a picture like this exactly. He had the backward baseball cap on, and then he was sitting like leaning against the wall with one leg up on the wall.
That's a bear that doesn't give a shit.
I looked like I didn't give a shit. I don't want to do this.
You know what? Wear your sunglasses inside.
Thank you. All right. So listen. So that's that question. We only have time for one more question. Two more. Three more.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a...
Is this a strict one question policy?
Yes.
Can you ask a follow-up question?
I don't know. I feel like...
Get it? We're both gone now.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the show seriously. No, I'm talking to him. What's your name?
I'm Brand Wagner.
Oh, it was so off flow.
There's your question.
It's not flow.
No, it's John
Brand Wagner. I
could have
sworn it was flow because I thought I remember thinking it sounded like an
Brand
old
Wagner.
Sounded like an old name, like a name like from the 50s. But I thought
John
maybe.
Brand Wagner.
John Brand. That's a good name. Three very strong names. Aristotle, do you have a question? You know what? I hate that I got to rally everybody to do this, and that's pathetic. So pathetic. What is your
question? Because I was pretty happy with my joke question.
Oh, what was your joke question?
If this was a strict one question policy.
Oh, okay. No, that counts. Okay, go ahead. Thank you. Because I want to speak. Okay, thank you for that sound effect. I never take them for granted. So that's why I played the piano. Go ahead.
If you had unlimited funds to open a restaurant.
Wow.
What kind of food would you serve?
Wow.
And what would it look like?
I'll tell you what I would do. Oh, well, I know the answer to that. And it really wouldn't cost that much more money. It would be like what a small deli can make, like a small deli, not like Factors, but like, you know, they can still pump out a lot because you can do a lot with meats and different things and you can store. A tightly run deli can run out of a pretty, not a huge kitchen, but, you know, still have a lot, egg, you know, all that, but served like at a 5-star restaurant. And it really doesn't cost that much more to do it, you know, like it just serve it like, because sandwiches, and to me, the backstory would be that sandwiches are the unappreciated art. Just because they're affordable, so what? Why can't we still present it like it's something? It is. Like, just certain things that we figured out go good together in the sandwich area. Even an Italian hoagie, I started to reappreciate. Someone figured out it's so many meats that go together, and a good one just fucking does it. So why can't you have it on a really nice plate at a restaurant? It doesn't have to be French stuffy, but nice tablecloths. Everyone looked dressed good. Candles on the table, but you eat sandwiches. There. Thank you, everybody. We're out of time. Well, everybody.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah, sure, sir. That's how I knew you. I didn't force it on you. I acted like we're out of time because that way, if you didn't want to ask it, there was no pressure. Very smart of me.
I have a question.
I have.
Oh, damn it.
You can't have. Go ahead.
What is your ultimate life goal?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, that's a hard one. You mean a business wise? My goal is to pay this house off because then I know I'll get income from upstairs and then that'll be like, oh, everything will be fine. Is that too serious of a question?
No, that's actually probably my answer to make enough money and a job I love doing to have a completely paid off self-sustainable house.
Right, because what I would, you said it in very, without, you don't have to give numbers and stuff to say yes, because with what I would get from upstairs, it would be, but also through the whole thing to do stand-up. But what I would like is that I live so under my means, which means I don't mind, I would love to just stay in this house the rest of my life, but not buying things and not spending money, so when I'm on tour, like already I've sort of gotten into the area sometimes where I'm not you know what I mean? I've cleaned up my life. You know, got rid of a lot of stuff I didn't need. So, like, if I want to hire the band somewhere and it's going to cost a little more, I'm like, that's okay. So I just want to always live like that. So, you know, I can go out on tour. Like someone told me about, Stephen Wright, and you know, they were his road manager. But this isn't anything anybody. It's not like you're telling personal business. But I like it. Because I was telling him about this. We were talking about this. And he goes, you know, you're a lot like, sound like Stephen Wright. And I'm like, oh, why? Was he? He goes, yeah, he took care of his money. And now he's on the road and he works theaters. He goes, he likes working theaters, even though sometimes clubs might give him a better offer. But he wants to work a theater and he has a tour manager with him. So he can, like, imagine, you know, he doesn't have to cut corners. He does it right. Go to a theater, you have a tour manager, enjoy it. That's the type of things you get to do, unless you're like, strapped for money, then you gotta, well, I don't want to tour, I don't have a tour manager, I'll do clubs, I'll make more. Just how do you want to do it? I want to do like 400 or 500 seat theaters, and that's his life. That's a great life. Am I just boring?
No.
I'm boring. I would just hate it on your birthday. I would feel horrible. Now I've ruined Vinny's night. All right, let's say We're going to go in and have some chocolate cake for your birthday. But we'll have some. You know what? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Aristotle, thank you. Thank you. We'll go inside. We'll have some chocolate cake. And also, Aristotle brought a bottle of wine.
What?
Yes. And we'll let's just close your eyes. Open up that bottle of wine when we get in.
I'm praying for rain in California.
Yeah. Let's try our hardest. Here we go.
So the grapes
reverb
can grow and they can live in my wine.
You'll know when. Happy birthday.
And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a wound on my mind.
Happy birthday.
I'm asking the man behind the bar, by the bar for the jukebox. And the music takes me back to Tennessee.
Oh.
Ooh. In the corner, crying, I say, a little old wine drinking me.
That's the man behind the bar, giving a drink to the girl with the shirt.
I came here last week from down in Nashville. My baby left for Florida on a train.
He got a job at the Frisbee Factory.
He got a job at the Frisbee Factory. Edit him out saying it. Oh.
Just forget her.
And
baby, just went from Tennessee behind the man and at the bar. I did the day about the jukebox
and the music. To the Tennessee.
Behind the man.
Man.
Hold a hand.
Hey.
Little old wine. Drinking me.
Eric, since it is your birthday, we will give you the final word.
I'm Eric. I'm a mermaid.
Okay, everybody. I want more attention. I'm Eric. I should have been able to talk the whole show.
Rude way to end the show, Eric. Can't believe he said that. Unappreciative.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Boy, I thought that was funny.
Do you really want a last word?
No, go back on. Go back on the air.
My birthday's in June.
Oh, no, it isn't. You swear to God. You didn't record that, right? You did get that? That's.
Happy birthday.
I believed you.
Happy birthday.
I really thought you were like, that's a good. I wouldn't have been mad at all. I wouldn't have been. I don't think I. No, would I have been? No, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, that would have been great. I love. That would have been great. Is it?
We got cake.
We got cake.
Right? And we got cake.
All right, let's go.
Hey, it's great cake.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. Not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.